Today's Shir Masechta Brachos Daf Samach Gimel. We will begin on Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, 18 lines from the bottom. The Mishnah taught us La Yiknas Adam La Harabayis. A person should not walk into the Harabayis with Makla carrying a stick. V'lo Yasa Kalafandria. Nor may he make it a Karafandria. Ask the Gemara, my Karafandria. What is the definition of a Karafandria? Amrava Kapandria Kishma. Kapandria should be defined as it means. It means a shortcut. Rav Chana bar Adam Shmeid, Rav Sama Breid, Rav Mori Omar, Command Amit Inish. It's like people would say, Adamifnika Adori, instead of going around the row of houses, El Baha, I'll take a shortcut this way. So the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is that Rav Sama is not arguing on Rava. They're both defining Kafandria as a shortcut. And he just explaining how the word Kafandria is taken to mean a shortcut. However, the Gilyonei HaShas actually suggests that Rava and Rav Chana are arguing, and Rava holds Kafandria is not to be meant a shortcut. That's what Rav Chana comes to teach us. Rather, he says a kafandria means that it's a place that people gather. And first time, so the first mandama holds that you're not allowed to make the Beis HaMikdash, the Harabayis, into a gathering place for people to meet and greet and talk, even though it was very convenient, particularly when they came to do Aliyah L'Regel during the Shalosh Regalim. And Rav Chana says it means a shortcut. And in fact, the Shas Tshuva Tzitz Eliezer holds that the Isser to make the Beis HaMikdash into a shortcut is only if there's another way to get there. But when it comes to, that's by a Beis HaKnesses. When it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, even if there is no other way to get to where you're going, you still may never make the Beis HaMikdash into a Kafandria. Continues the Gemara. Rav Avu Amar, Im Hayishvel Mi Koray. However, if there was a road over there before, then the halacha is mutter, you may make it into a kafandria. And here too, we have a very big machloikis, how to learn what the Gemara is teaching us. Some say that there's a heter, that if there was a, this was a route that people used to take previously, Now they built a Beis HaMikdash, or Beis HaKnesses, you're allowed to make it into a kafandria. However, says the Sefer Orachama, that's only as far as a kafandria is concerned. As far as a kafandria is concerned, that's when you could do it if it was a route that walked there was there previously. But to sleep or eat in a Beis HaKnesses, even though it was a place where this was done previously, that you never have a heter if it's a Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash, or certainly Beis HaMedrash. However, there are those that want to explain and say that what there's a machlokes here. The Rebbe Avua is a man, the Omer, that holds that if it was a Shvil Mikora, if there was, you're allowed to. Otherwise, you may, but otherwise, he holds its mutter and Rav Chana would hold its asr. So again, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua, Hanichla Beis HaKnesses Amas Shaloi Lasses Kapandria. If you walk into a shul and that wasn't your intention to make into a shortcut, then mutter Lasses Kapandria. We didn't explain this before, but what the Gemara means here is that if you didn't make it into Kapandria previously, that wasn't your goal, then it's mutter. And Rav Uama, as we just discussed, Im Hayishvil Mi'Koray, if it was a short, there was a rat there, it's mutter. And as I said, Pasha Pshat, Rav Uama is not arguing. They're all agreeing, and Rav Uama is just giving us a condition. But those that say that, they're arguing. And the Rav Chana holds, you can never make it into a shortcut, even if there was a route there previously, whereas Rav Uama holds that you may. Amrav Chalba, Amrav Huna. Hanichtas l'beis haknesses l'spalel. Somebody comes into a beis haknesses to daven. Mutalasis kapendria. He may make it into kapendria. Shenema, as the pasuk says, or ba'al fnei Hashem b'may Adam, when they would come to Hashem during the Yom Tovim, says the pasuk that they would come through one way, they would come through the north, and they would leave through the south. So here the Torah tells us that don't walk through the same gate that you came in. And therefore, if your goal, if you go, why? So the way I saw the Rishonim explain the Gemara is to show that you're walking every step of the Beis HaMedrash, of the Beis HaMikdash, because every step you take there is a mitzvah. I saw that the Kesef Mishnah explains as follows. He says, our Gemara is teaching us that if you walked in not with the intention of making a kapandria, but you then made it into a kapandria, you may. But that's not lechatchila. But if you make it into a kapandria because you want to walk throughout the entire base hamigdash, not only is that not a problem, but it's something to admire, and something that you should do l'chatchila. And that's what I saw that the Cheshukei Chemed, quoting the Shor Mitzion Ba'alocha, says that there's a point of walking, mitzvah l'asoyse kapandria, there's a mitzvah to walk throughout the entire shul. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, v'kikam kavachomer, we certainly have a kavachomer that we can't do any spitting and the Harabayis. Amar Rabbi, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi. Kol haroikik b'harabayis b'zman hazeh. Anyone who spits on the Harabayis b'zman hazeh, ke'ilu roikik b'as einoi. It's chas v'sholim, as if he's spitting in Hashem. Shenemar, v'yeinei v'libi shem kol hayomim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's there all the time. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's there all the time, we have to treat this area with respect. Amar Rava, rikik b'beis haknesses. However, spitting in Beis HaKnesses is sharia, midah dehava minhal. Just like you're allowed to wear a shoe in the Beis HaKnesses, so too may you spit if you need to in the Beis HaKnesses. Ma minhal b'harabayis osur. You may not wear shoes on the harabayis. However, Beis HaKnesses mutar. After kika, so too spitting b'harabayis hudosur. It's also on the harabayis. However, b'Beis HaKnesses shari. However, the Beis Rikiach says it's only if you have to spit, if something that you can't control, and also spitting has to be avoided b'shas tefila, because chas v'sholem somebody spits while he's davening, it's chas v'sholem as if he's spitting at Hashem who we're facing where we're davening. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Rapapa l'Rava, Vamalei Ravina l'Rava, Vamalei Rava Adaba Masna l'Rava, Ad Diria, Adaria minol nelf mikafandria. Why are you learning that spitting is mutter in a Beis HaKnesses? Just like wearing shoes is mutter in a Beis HaKnesses. Why don't you learn it from a kafandria? And just like a kafandria is usher in a Beis HaKnesses, as we started today's shir, so too should be the halacha regarding spitting. Amalei, so responds Rava, at tani yalf minol. The Mishnah clearly says that we learn the halacha of spitting from minhal. Vat yal ma'amad mikafandria. And you want to learn it from kafandria? Says the Gemara, ma'hi. What is meant with this statement? Says the Gemara, the Tanya, the Brisa says. Le'konis adam l'harabayis. A person might not enter the harabayis. Le'bimakla shebiyodoi, not with a stick in his hand. Ve'le'bininla shebaragloi, not with shoes on his feet. Nor with money in his kerchief. The halacha that you're not allowed to, the Shvus Yaakov says the halacha that you're not allowed to carry a stick into the harabayis is only with a stick that they used to walk to help them walk, and it would get dirty when it was put into the mud onto the dirty ground. But if somebody's walking with a stick, that in those days particularly, nowadays as well, there are people that carry sticks to show kavod, such a stick is mutter in the harabais. Ubefendosim of Shalom Achurav, nor can you have money, they used to have money belts, so a person may not walk with his money belt. V'lo yasen kafandria, you now make the harabais into a shortcut. Rekika mekavachomer minol, and you may not spit with a kavachomer from wearing shoe. Because what's the kavachomer? Ma minol, if you think about shoes, ain't by derech bezayin, there's no bezayin in wearing shoes, yet the halacha is Amr Torah, Sal Nalecha Ma'al Raglecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, take your shoes off your feet. Rekika, spitting, Shiderech Bezoyin, which certainly represents something which is disrespectful, like Koshkein, may not be done on the Harabayis. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Ein Etzaruch. We don't need this Kavachomer, because Hareyu Omer, the Pasuk says in the Megillah, Kein Lova El Shara Melech Belvosak. Mordechai was not allowed to enter the king's palace wearing sackcloth. Says the Gemara V'loy Dvarim Kavachomer. Mas sack, she'enimos. There's nothing disgusting about sack. L'fnei bas v'dom. And you're wearing it in front of a mortal king. Kach. Still, you may not walk into the king's palace that way. Rikika she'imusa. L'fnei melech ha'malachim. So certainly spitting. And we're not talking about a mortal king. We're talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu, like Koshkein, that is considered disrespectful. So what do we see? That the Tanakama of this Braisa learns the halacha of Rekika from shoes. And therefore, Rava as well compares the two halachas. And just like one may wear shoes in a basic knesses, so too is may he may spit when necessary, as we spoke a moment ago, in a basic knesses. And as I saw, the Sefer Chayei Shleim explains, our question hasn't really been answered. Because our question was that why don't we learn from Kafandria? Why do we learn from Minol? The answer is that the Tana specifically learns from Minol and not from Kafandria, because Minol, Rekika, is worse than a shortcut. And that's why we want to learn Rekika from Kafandria. Because he says we can't learn from Kafandria, because Kafandria is a very unique halacha. Amalei, anah hach kamina. This is what I mean. Neima hach l'chumra v'ach l'chumra. We should always go l'chumra. And just like in the base, and the harabais we may not spit, so too we may not spit in the Beis HaKnesses. V'ama harabais u'dos v'minol. And we should say the following. And the harabais where you may not wear shoes, lil femino, will learn the halacha of spitting from shoes. Ava basa knesses, the shari bimino, yes, there is no isser of wearing shoes in a basic knesses. And therefore, you're saying we should learn mino from, we should learn rekika from mino, spitting from your shoes, to which the Gemara responds. Add the yaal from minol laheter. Instead of learning the halacha of spitting from shoes and say just like shoes may be worn in a basic knesses, so too may rekika be done in a basic knesses. Why not nailef mikafandria lisser? Answers the Gemara ela amar Rava ki beisoi. We compare the basic knesses to one's home. May beisoi, just like when we speak about one's home, a kafandria kapan inish. People would never want that their home should be used as a shortcut. Arkika, a minnow, but people in those days weren't makbid if somebody spit in their home, or somebody certainly wore shoes when they entered in their home. Abay Sekneses, so too when we speak about Abay Sekneses, Kafandri Yehudasar, making it into a shortcut, it's what's asar, Rekika minnow shari. So the source becomes whatever we do at home. And therefore I saw, indeed, if somebody were to be makbid that nobody should spit in their home, which is probably the way people do bezman hazeh, the halacha would be that you should not be allowed to spit in a beis haknesses. I also saw that in the the Sefer Daf al Daf quotes Rabbi Yosef Lieberman Shlita from the Kovitz Maria, who says, this Gemara is supposed to serve to us a very important lesson. It's supposed to teach us how we are supposed to treat a Beis HaKnesses. We shouldn't leave cups, we shouldn't leave tissues. And the lesson is because just like our own home, we would be makbid, so too we should be makbid in our Beis HaKnesses. And I saw that Rabbi Yoshe Ben Soloveitchik Zatzal said that if I have a guest in my home, I would not like that my guest starts wandering all around the house. So if that's the case with a guest in my home, so too, he says, with a shul. It's a bizarre to Beis HaKnesses. The Gemara is comparing your home, the shul, to your home. And just like in your home, you don't want people wandering around, so too should people not just walk around back and forth. In fact, he quoted his grandfather, Rav Chaim Brisker, who would say, we know that the Mishnah Masechta Avos teaches us that one of the 10 Nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash was Oimdim Tzvufim. They stood, when they were standing, they were all close to each other, and Mishtachvim Ravachim. But when it came to bow down, there was plenty of room between the people. So he says a beautiful word. He says, Mishtachvim Ravachim, that when they bow down, everybody had room, is indeed a tremendous nes. But he says, Oimnet Tzvufim, that you have a lot of people standing next to each other and they have no room to move, that's not a nes. So why does the Mishnah mention that as one of the nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash? So it says the nes was that Oimdim Tzfufim, that everybody who stood in the Beis HaMikdash stood still in their own place and they didn't wander around. And that was the nes of what we need to do in a Beis HaMikdash. So we learned in the Mishnah, Kol Chois Mei Brocha Shavim Mikdash, anybody who, as they finished the Brocha in the Beis HaMikdash, they would say, Baruch Ata Hashem El Kei Yisrael Ad HaOilam. But said the Mishnah, by the Beis HaMikdash Sheni, when they already had a problem with the Tzdoikim, who didn't believe in Olam Haba, they believed there was only one world, they would say, Min Olam Veda Olam. Ask the Gemara, Kol Kach Lama, why did they have to say such a long nusach? Answers the Gemara, Lefi She'ein Oynan Amen B'Mikdash, because they didn't say Amen in the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, what they would say was Baruch Shem Kvoy Machus Olam Avod. So since the response to the Bracha was Baruch Shem Kvoy Machus Olam Avod, the Bracha had to correspond to what they said. Says the Gemara, Menayin Shein Oynan Amen B'Mikdash. And from where indeed do we know that they didn't say Amen in the Beis HaMikdash? Shenema Kuma Baruch HaShem Alekechem and Olam Vada Olam. Vayma Vivaruch Shem Kvoy Tcha Umroimam Al Kabrocha V'Sila. So we see that they didn't use the Nusach HaBrocha as we do B'Zman HaZeh. Yoch Kol HaBrochas Kulon Teila and Tila Achas. So we would think that all the Brochas, there should be one response. That means until after all the Brochas are recited, that's when you give the response. Tamaloyma, Amroimam, Al Kol Brocha U'Tehila. A Kol Brocha U'Brocha. For every Brocha that's mentioned in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to give an individual response. We don't wait for every bracha, for all the brachas to finish. So we learned in the Mishnah, Hiskino, they were masakin, they had a decree, Shealdim Shoel B'Shloim Chaver B'Shem Hashem, that when you greet somebody, you use the Shem Hashem. And the Mishnah mentioned a number of psukim. Shenemar, v'ne boz boz lech, bo me beis lech, v'yom el kodzrim, Hashem imochem, v'yom elo yivarech Hashem, v'yom Hashem imcho giba achayel, v'yom atova zikna imecho, v'yom eis lasu l'Hashem afer teresecho. So ask the Gemara, my v'yomer, why does the Mishnah have to bring all these psukim to make the same point? Says the Gemara, because if we only had the pasuk by Boaz, the boys that he used the Shem Hashem was something that he decided on his own. Toshma. So we bring a raya from when the Malach greeted Gidon, He used Hashem Hashem. Hashem Imchor Gibor Achayel. V'chi Tema Malach Hudak Kamalel Gidayin. It was only the Malach, that spoke that way to Gidayin, because Hashem told him to. But what? But how do we know that anybody else? Toshma Atovis Zikna Imcha. Don't embarrass the Zakenim of Klal Yisrael. Their practices are based on what is the halacha. So we see that Boyas greeted people using the Shem Hashem. This is a proof that that's the way we're supposed to greet. Voimer, and then the Gemara says, Eis lasas l'Hashem afer teresecha. Even though it seems that what we're doing is wrong, mentioning Shem Hashem, the Boyas realized that that was the right thing to do. Why? Because Boyas was concerned that if people won't constantly, says the Shita Mekabetzes, constantly mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, they may come to Chas V'Sholem mention an Avodah Zorah's name. And therefore, Boyas said, the Pasuk says, Elof Tishmon, that we have the obligation to always follow what the Navi teaches us. And if the Navi taught us that that is what we're supposed to do, that's what we should do and not ask any questions. Amar Rava, this pasuk of Eis Lasas L'Hashem Hafir Teresecha, Mereish L'Sefer Midrash, you could go from the beginning of the pasuk, explain it from the beginning of the pasuk to the end of the pasuk, and M'Sefer L'Reish Midrash, and you could explain it from the end, from the end of the pasuk to the beginning of the pasuk, and explains itself to Gemara. Mereish L'Sefer Midrash, Eis Lasas L'Hashem, sometimes we have to do for our Kodesh Baruch Hu, my time, because we see Hefer Teresecha. And because we see people are going against the Torah, we have to do whatever it takes to keep the Torah intact. M'sefer L'Reish Midrash, Hefer Teresecha, sometimes we have to go against the Torah, my time, because we realize it's Asas Lasas like Shem. Like Rashi quotes the story of Eliyahu Arakamo, that you weren't allowed to bring Kabbonis at that time. Yet he brought Kabbonis at that time. Why did he bring Kabbonis at that time? Because he realized that that was what was necessary at that time. Continues the Gemara. Tanya, Hila Zokar Amar, B'shas HaMachnisim. In the time who there are, the Talmid HaChama Machnisim are holding back teaching Torah, Pazer, then you should be the one to teach Torah. And on the other hand, says here, Bishas Hamafazrim, there's a time where people are teaching Torah, so you're not necessary to teach Torah. Kanes, so you should sit and learn by yourself. If you see a time that people are very interested in learning Torah, and there's a time, there's a people who are learning Torah, teach them Torah. Take the advantage. I saw that the Sefer Tyrus Yecheskel explains that there are times where we see there's a hashpah of people learning Torah. And they may not be the biggest Talmid Chachamim, but we see that people are interested in learning Torah. That's what you should do, teach them Torah. Shenemar, Yesh Mefazer, the people who distribute, the Nisified, and that's how they'll grow. The people are unfortunately not interested in learning Torah, Kanes, then you should sit back and don't teach Torah, as we just discussed. Shenama Eis Lasas L'Hashem Hefer Teresecha. Continues the Gemara. Dorish Bakapara, Zalas Kabeitz Kanemene. If you see merchandise that drops in value, that's the time you should buy that merchandise. What's he trying to teach us? That even if there's a time that we're discussing in our Gemara, that people don't really appreciate the Torah Kedosha, people aren't learning Torah, don't say, so Torah is not important. Now is the time when nobody else is learning for you to begin learning. Ba'asa the les gavar, where there's nobody to be a man, have a gvar, you should be a man. So the way Rabbeinu Chananel explains, if there's nobody there to teach, so you start teaching. Another pshat that I saw is that there's nobody ready to take care, to step up, to do the tzarchei tzibur, so then you should do tzarchei tzibur. Amar Abaya. So Abaya says, it seems from here that Shema Mino Ba'asad is Gvar Tamon, that if there is somebody there, loit have a Gvar, then you shouldn't be. Ask the Gemara Pshita, of course. What's that? Isn't that obvious? Only when there's nobody else should you take the lead. But if there's somebody else to take the lead, you shouldn't take the lead. Answers the Gemara, Le'nitzchel B'shneim Shavim. If both are the same, then Abaya teaches one should not issue rulings, he should rely on somebody else. If you're greater, or as the Paiskim say, you're here to stay, then you're allowed to issue rulings. Darsh Bar Kapara, Eizu Parsha Ketana, Shekol Gufei Torah Teluyim Ba. Which is small Parsha, small Pasik, but all of the Torah depends on it. The Pasik, Abuchol Drachecha De'ehu, V'hu Yashar Asecha. Whatever you do, you should remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Parsha Pshat in the Gemara is as follows. A person goes through, has different requests that we all ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Teaches us the Gemara, how do we get our request answered? The way we can get our request answered is that by everything that we ask for Avodas Hashem. If we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for panasa, so we should have money to do mitzvahs and masim tovim. If we ask for to be healthy, so we should be able to do avodas Hashem. If we ask for good children, if we ask for nachas, what does it mean that we want nachas? The definition of nachas is that we want children who will be ovdei Hashem. Amar Rava, afilu dvar aveira. Even sometimes doing an aveira is also something that is l'shem Hashem. The example given is what we mentioned earlier, Eliyahu Bahara Carmel. Darsh Bakapara, Loilam Yilamed Adam Es Benoi Umnes Nikiy V'Kala. A person should teach his children panosa, which is Nikiya. So the Aruch explains, Nikiya means that it doesn't involve any theft. V'Kala, it doesn't mean that you have to lose any investment. Another pshat the Mashah suggests is Loilam. Even if a person, Baruch Hashem, sees that he's successful and he has money, he shouldn't say, so I don't have to teach my children a panasa. They can rely on my money. The halacha is you have to make sure that your children should be able to be self-sufficient. Why is this connected to our Gemara? So I saw that we're just learning Eis Lasis Lashem, the whole theme of this piece of Gemara we've been learning, is Eis Lasis Lashem Eferet Arasecha. So sometimes to teach a child a panasa means you have to teach, you have to take him away from yeshiva. And the halacha is that even though you have to take him away from learning, you're obligated to teach your children a panasa. Ask the Gemara Mahi, what is the example of Umnes Kalav in the Kiya? Says the Gemara Amar of Chizda, Machta Talmusa. They used to make such stitching. I saw two pshat. One is that they used to put some ornamentation on the bottom of their garments. Another pshat, there was a special stitch that they used to use at the bottom of the garments, which was fairly easy to do, and also didn't involve an investment. And that's the Parnasa Kalav and Nikiya. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Lo'olam al yarba odom rein b'toch beisai. A person should be careful not to have too many people in his house. Shinama ish reim l'sroya. If you have too many people there, you could end up with machloikis, with disagreements. Tanya Rabbi Omer, ayamna adam apotropos p'teich b'yisai. A person should be careful not to appoint an administrator in his house. Shemali lamina p'teifaras Yosef apotropos p'teich b'yisai. Had not p'teifar appointed Yosef to be the administrator in his home, le'bal ha'sadav, the entire story that happened between Yosef and Eishes p'teifar would have never happened. Tanya Rabbi Omer, why is the Parsha Nazar and Parsha Soita next to each other? And as the Maral explains, even though we know that Eim Mugdam and Mukhra B'Torah, there is always some sort of a reasoning why different Parshas were put together. Particularly, the Parsha, I saw that some Sofer says, the Parsha of Soita and the Parsha of Nazar are two opposites. Nazir represents a person who's completely separated from the world. Soita represents a person who's a Kaddish Vitar. On the other hand, the Soita is the opposite of that, having inappropriate relationships. So how do these two opposite type of people come together in the Torah to teach us? If somebody sees a Soita in her, in such a situation, Yazir Asma Minayayin. It's a lesson to him to stay away from wine. So I saw that a beautiful pshat. Everything that happens to us is not coincidental. If a person was in a situation that Yazir Atzma, that he saw Saita, there's a famous story with the Rebbe Reb Zisha. The Rebbe Reb Zisha was once traveling and he met a person who was a wagon driver, and his wagon had broken down, and he asked Reb Zisha to help him pick it up. And he said, "I can't." So Reb Zisha said, so the wagon driver said to him, "You can, you just don't want to." So Reb Zisha, this was a lesson, there was a message here. The message here is that you could do whatever you want to do, you just have to want to do it. Here too, it's not coincidental that you saw that. So if you saw that, they're sending you a message, min hashamayim. But I saw from the Emre Emes, he asks a question. If you look in the Torah, Parshas Soita comes before Parshas Nazir. But in Shas, Parshas Nazir comes before Psechta Nazir comes before Masechta Soita. Why is there this inconsistency? So the Emre Emes said, we know the Pasuk says, Sumira Vasei Toif. So Soita is the Sumira and Nazir Vasei Toif. But if we're going to wait till we are perfected in our Madrega to be a Sumira, we'll never come to Nasei Toif. So in the Torah speaks to great people. The Torah says first Sumira, the Soita, and then Nasei Toif. But for us, the Torah can't wait for that. The Masechtas can't wait for that. So the Dasei Toiv and then the Sumera. I also saw that the Sfas Emes says, Haroi Soita b'kulkula. And when you're looking at a Soita, don't drink wine. But when you're a Chasana, with a Jewish boy and a Jewish girl are getting married, which represents a great Simcha, then of course you should drink wine. Continues the Gemara. Amar Chizkia Berei D'Rapanach Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Lama Nischa Pasha Soitel Pasha Trumas Amaisus. Why is the Pasha Soitel next to the Pasha Trumas Amaisus? Loimeloch. Koshesh Le Trumas Maisreis. If somebody has Trumas Amaisus, Veina Noisen L'Koyin, and he doesn't give him to Koyin, Soich Nitzrach L'Koyin Al Dei Ishtai. He will have to come on to the services of the Koyin by bringing his wife a Soita. Shenema Ves Es Kedoshev Lo Yiyah. A person keeps the Kedoshav, the Trumas of Maisa that he's supposed to give, he keeps for himself. And the Pasuk says afterwards, the Samachle Ish Ish Kesishta Ishtei. The Ksiv, and then the Torah continues with the entire procedure of the Saita, the Hevi Es Ishtei. V'loyoyt, El Soif Shenitzrach Lehem. Not only will he end up requiring the services of the Kayin, he's going to have to rely on the Trumas of Maisa. Shenemar, V'es Es Kedoshav, Lo Yiyah. He will have to rely on Trumas and Maisers himself. However, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Vim Nosnon, if the person does what he's supposed to do and give the Trumas and Maisers as the Torah wants us to, then L'soif Misasher, he would actually become wealthy. Shnemar, Ish Ashiyit L'Koyin, Lo Yiyah. Lo Yiyah Maman Harbe. What did the Lo Yiyah come to teach us? That he will end up, Baruch Hashem, with much money. So I saw that the Pasuk says in the beginning of Pashas Truma, V'yichuli Truma. And Rashi says, V'yichuli li l'shmi. Explains the Tzlach in the name of his grandfather, the Rebbe Reb Herschel. What's Rashi teaching us? V'yichuli Truma. Give Truma. Because why is Hashem so anxious that we should give the Truma? Because li l'shmi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is worried about his name, that it shouldn't get erased during the Parshas Soita. The Chasam Sofer has another explanation. He says the Gemara gives two ways how somebody can be wealthy. One is giving Trumas and Maisris, and one is, as the Gemara says in Masechta Matziah, Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, honoring his wife, buying her beautiful clothing and jewelry. So there's somebody, says the Chasam Sofer, who thinks, I won't give Trumas and Maisris, but I'll get wealth by treating my wife nicely. Tells us Rabbi Yochanan, that's a dangerous strategy. Because if that's what you're going to do, what you may end up happening is that your wife will end up, when she has all of these things, acting like a saita. So you're better off using the method of giving the kohen what he deserves. Somebody who davens for Kadosh Baruch Hu, koiflai panasosai. That means, as we spoke about earlier, when the person is bitzar, he says, it's not only that I'm bitzar, I can't do the avodas Hashem properly. Then Kadosh Baruch Hu will give him panasa. Shanama, as the apostle says, v'hoi yishakei bitzarecha, v'kesef toifa islach. If you can take Hashem in your tzaris, you will have much money. His panasa will fly away like a bird. He'll have it easily, because a bird flies without any difficulty. Shnema the kesef toyaf oislach. Omrav tevi, omrav oishia. Kol ma'ap atzma divrei Torah. If somebody weakens himself for learning Torah, ain't by koyach lam b'yom tzara. He won't be able to survive the yom tzara. Shnema has siripesa b'yom tzara tzaka choyka. If you waken yourself, that on the day when you're in distress, you won't have any strength. And even if a person weakened himself just from doing one mitzvah, no, the most minor weakening could cause this to happen. Rav Vua was speaking and he said the following story. When Chanina, the son of Yeshua's brother, went to the Golos, what he began to do, he started establishing the months and the years based in Chutz La'aretz, which is not supposed to be done, as we'll see in our Gemara. It's supposed to be done only in Yisrael. Shagru Achrov, Shnei Tamid Chachamim, Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, Uben ben Yosef Zechariah ben Kfutal. Kivin Shirai Som, Omelahem, he said to them, Loma Basem. And as the Mefarshim explained, the Aloch is that one who lives in Eretz Yisrael may not leave Eretz Yisrael. She says, how did you leave Eretz Yisrael? So they answered, you may leave Eretz Yisrael. Amrulay, they responded, Lilma Torah Banu. We came to learn Torah. And if you leave Eretz Yisrael for that purpose, you may. Amrulay, Lilma Torah Banu. Chesu Relezim, Sir Chanina said about them, Anosha Alolu Gedoyle Adarheim. These people are really great people. And they are the descendants of people who worked in the Beis HaMikdash. Kosh Shininu, as the Mishnah teaches us in Masechta Yuma, Zechariah ben Kvutal Omer, Harbi Pa'am Akris Lufana B'Sefer Daniel. They were very careful to make sure that the Kohen Gadol did not fall asleep on the night of Yom Kippur. So they used to read interesting things to him. As Zechariah ben Kvutal says, I read to the Kohen Gadol Sefer Daniel. Hischuhu Metamei. So what happened was, he said certain things were Tomei, Vehem Etarim. Who Oyser? He said certain things were Oser, Vehem Etirim. And they said they were Mutter. Hichriz Aleim. So then he said, Anoshim Alolu Shovheim, Shotayuheim. They're worthless. Amloi, Kvabenisa. You've already said they were great people. Viata Yochalista. You can't say that we're not. Kvagudarta, Viata Yochalifritz. Amlohem, Memneima Ani Metamei, Vatimatarim. And the Oyser Vatimatarim. And as the Mefarshim explained, that they should be Machmer is understandable. But they were being Makel. How could they be Makel? Amaloi, Nesha Atama Abishon Vikavei Chadosh B'Chutz La'aretz. Because you are making months and years in Chutz La'aretz. Amalahem, V'laikiv Ben Yosef Ayim Abishon Vikavei Chadosh B'Chutz La'aretz. He did the same. Amaloi, so they responded, you can't bring a proof from Rabbi Kiva. There was nobody greater than him in Eretz Yisrael. Amalam Sir Chanina said, Afani Laya Nachti Kamaisa Betz Yisrael. There was nobody as great as me in Etz Yisrael either. Amalai Gedoim Shenachtu Nas Tiyoshim Baal Kanaim. The Talmidei Chachamim, who were indeed not that great when you left, now have become great people. And therefore, they have the ability to paskin, and you shouldn't paskin these things in Chutz La'aretz. Amalai. And they're the ones that sent us with the following message. If he'll pay attention to what we said, great. And I saw that the Mefarshim say, why was it such a great concern that he was doing this in Chutz La'aretz? So, and he was indeed a great Talmud Chacham. The answer is, that the concern was because if you're going to do this in Chutz La'aretz, they will abolish the entire Yom Tov Sheni. And there's no right to abolish the entire Yom Tov Sheni. And they sent us with a message. If they listen, great. Let them go up to mountain if they don't want to follow what we're doing in Eretz Yisrael. And say, Achia Yivna Mizbeach, let Achia build a Mizbeach. Chananya Yinaga Bekinar, let him play on the harp like the Levium. V'yifra Kulav Yerma Enlam Chelib Kel Yisrael. Miyad, when they heard this very strong message coming from Eretz Yisrael, go Kolam Bechia, everybody started crying. V'amr Chas V'Sholem, we don't want to go against what it says in the Torah. Yesh Lonu Chelib Kel Yisrael. V'kol Kach Lama, why were they so adamant about this? Mishum shenemar, ki mitziyon teitzei tarot v'ashem Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, as we mentioned. Bishlama, hu matar, he said something was tahor, and they were matama. You're always allowed to be machmer. But ask the Gemara, el hu matam v'hei matarim, hechaava, how could there be a situation where he said something was tameh, and they should say it's tahor, and it should be halachically permissible? V'tanya hamut, we learned in a braisa, chochem shetimeh, if a chochem says something is tameh, ain't chaveru rishalatah, another person can't say it's tahor. Osar, if a chacham said something is osar, ein chaver rishay lahater. So how were they able to do this? Answers the Gemara, kesavikich the ligru besrei. Here was a special circumstance where they were concerned that the people would follow him, and they had no right to follow him, and because of that, they did it this way. There's a machloikas rishayim, why indeed a talmud chacham said something is osar, a second talmud chacham may not say it's mutter. The Ran and the Miri say it's because of the kavod of the first Talmud Chacham. The Rashba and Ritva say it's because kivin shavya nafshe chaticha the surah. Once it's established as osur, you can't make its mutter. What's the nafkamina between the two pshatim? If the second Talmud Chacham is greater than the first Talmud Chacham. So if the reason is because of the cover of the first Talmud Chacham, here we don't need to be concerned about that. If, however, the reason is because of Shavya Nafsha Katicha Di Surah, it makes no difference. Tanra Bonim, Shinichna Surah B'Seinu Karen B'Yavna. And the reason it was called Karen B'Yavna is because the seats were set up like a kerem, like rows of trees. Hayashem Rabbi Yehuda V'Rabbi Yosef Ben Chemya Rabbi Lezer B'Noish Rabbi Yosef Glili. They began to speak about the Chvayda Asanya. Pasach Rabbi Yehuda, Rosh Medarim B'Kamakim. Rabbi Yehuda, who was always the first speaker wherever there was a gathering, and he spoke with Chvayda Torah V'Darash. And he spoke about the Chvayda Torah. So why was Rabbi Yehuda always the Rosh Medarim B'Kamakim? The Gemara Masech the Shabbos says because Rabbi Yehuda had spoken favorably about the Roman government, and because he had spoken favorably about the Roman government, at that time they made a decree that he should always be the first speaker. But then I saw another pshat from the Sefer V'Darashta V'Chakarta. He explains that by the Seder every year, we say the Makkos, and after we say the Makkos, then Rabbi Yehuda Yonosim Ben Simonim, the Tzach Adash Bachab. So what did Rabbi Yehuda do? What Rabbi Yehuda did was, he took a 10-word sentence and turned it into a 3-word sentence. The speaker who always speaks as short as possible, he's the Rosh Medabrim Mekamakam. The Pasuk says, V'notlem mechutz l'machna. V'lo yidvarim kavachayma. Uma aron Hashem. Shlo yimruchik. Ela shnei mesamil. The aron Hashem was only 12 mil away from anybody's home. Arma Torah. Whoever wanted to learn should go there. Tamid Chachamim. So certainly Tamid Chachamim shaholkim ear leir and medina lemedina lelumat Torah. They travel from city to city to learn Torah. Alachs kama v'kama, they should be considered mevakshei Hashem. Says the Chabina Rav. What we see here that these people are not called mevakshei Torah. These people are called Mevakshe Hashem. Somebody who learns Torah is considered Mevakesh, is considered an individual who is a Mevakesh Hashem. V'diva Hashem Moshe upon him, V'diva Hashem Moshe upon him, Amar Yitzchak, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Moshe, Aniva Atah Nazbi upon him, V'alacha. You and I should learn Torah together. Ikedamri, Kach Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, K'shem Shani is Batil upon him. Just like I showed you a favorable face when I taught you Torah, so should you. Kach atah has bear ponim liyisrael v'hach ser oil lim kaimai. Go teach them Torah. Live amongst the people and teach them Torah. V'shav al machna. Amar v'vu amar l'kadosh baruch l'moshe. Ach sheyoyim harabakas. It's bad enough that people are upset that they think that they know I'm angry at them. V'tamah bakas, and the people are going to give up hope and they're going to say yisrael mateleim. If you will bring back the oil moed to its place in the middle of the camp, mutav, great. Moshe Rabbeinu accepted what was said, and he brought it back to the camp. Anything Hashem says becomes fulfilled, and ultimately, Yeshua became the leader of Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, V'oid posach Rabbi Yehuda b'kveretar v'dorish. Hashkes Shema Yisrael, hayom hazeh niyeh sal'am. V'chiyos hayom nitan Torah Yisrael. Was that the day the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael? V'loyos hayom soif abam shana haya. It was after 40 years. El lam decha, the teacher shechviv v'tayr alam dea, the Torah should be beloved to us, b'chal yoyim v'yoyim. Every day the Torah should be new to us, kiyom shnitim b'har Sinai, just like it was the day that we got in Har Sinai. Or atacham b'reid v'chi ish kvar akoy, teida, what's the proof? Shriyadim kair krishma shachas v'arvis, we say krishma shachas v'arvis every single day. V'erach echad eni kair, and one night, for whatever reason, you didn't learn, you didn't say krishma, doim kamalashi krishma ma'olim. Every avoidus Hashem has tremendous significance, and we can't miss even one day of learning Torah, one Kriyat Shema. Every day it has to be new and fresh.